This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
2 weeks ago, I happened to turn on a campaign rally when President Trump was speaking. As usual, he was talking about fake news and made a statement that I knew would be criticized by historians. He said, you know, when Abraham Lincoln made the Gettysburg Address speech, you know he was ridiculed. The point he was making is that there was fake news then, so we shouldn't be surprised we have it now. Then he went on to remind everyone that Lincoln's speech was revered years later, and he believed that would happen to him. So let's ignore Donald Trump's comparison to Abraham Lincoln so that we can focus on an important historical point. How was Lincoln's Gettysburg Address received at the time? Generally, the northern newspapers were favorable to Lincoln's speech, while southern newspapers predictably attacked it. But even looking at the northern papers, you get a mixed reaction. Writers doing a fact check on Lincoln's speech remind us of two different reactions in Chicago newspapers to the Gettysburg Address. The Chicago Times suggested that the cheeks of every American must tingle with shame as he reads the silly, flat, and dishwater utterances. By contrast, the Chicago Tribune praised the speech and believed that it will live among the annals of man. Some of the social media criticism of Donald Trump's statement about the media reaction to the Gettysburg Address cited the New York Times news story. However, if you read the story, the author merely mentions that Lincoln spoke in a very deliberate manner and doesn't praise the speech. In fact, in a previous sentence, the story describes the prayer of Reverend Stockton as touching and beautiful. Nothing like that is attached to Lincoln's speech. So it's fair to say that President Trump was at least half right. Some newspapers attacked the speech while others praised it. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
From Universal 1440, Unbroken, Path to Redemption, the rest of World War II hero Louis Zamperini's true story, now playing rated PG-13.